everyone. I'm here with Shannon Frazee, PhD, a soon-to-be teacher, right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to talk about today?
I don't know. I'm just going to talk about whatever comes to my brain. Justin, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You are the second guest on this show, a show that may only live to see two guests.
I don't think so.
Hopefully not. We've got Chris Bailey next week, and then Jacob and Seth want to come on the week after that. So what are you going to talk about?
I think I'll just talk about some pretty fun events that happened throughout my life.
Sure, let's hear them.
Well, the first one I can think of is when my dad first introduced me to rock music.
Okay.
I was like 5, and we'd play this game of, like, he'd play a song, and I'd have to guess what the song was.
Like, name that tune?
Yeah, so okay. I've been doing it for, like, 13 years now.
Nice.
And that's what really got me into it.
So you sampled some of your music earlier, and it's quite heavy. Is your dad also like hard rock?
Yes, he just saw a band called Tool this last weekend.
I've heard of that band. I feel like they're pretty popular.
And I also like Tool, so that was kind of like our bonding thing.
But did you go as well, or did he just go?
No, I haven't been to a Tool concert. It's kind of shameful.
Yeah.
But he was in the Army, so he had to leave a lot, and he was deployed for like years at a time. So we'd sit at home and just listen to that, and it was pretty wholesome, I guess.
Nice. You mentioned, if you don't mind me asking, you mentioned one day we were working in the parking lots. You mentioned that he left. How old were you?
I was like 4 when he left the first time.
That
and
sucks.
He wasn't really home until I was about like 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So the two of you have really bonded over music.
Yeah, and like Avengers and stuff like that, just like really nice. Stupid stuff.
No, that's not dumb. That's cool. Did you all see like Endgame together and stuff?
Yeah. So. Nice. It was kind of sad, though, because whenever, like, we'd been going since Captain America came out,
okay.
And I was, like, 9 or something when that came out. So,
oh, my God, I feel so old.
But we went to go see it, and ironically, I fell asleep during it, especially when that Red Skull guy is in
yeah.
there. Like, the most explosive scene, I was asleep, like, dead asleep. But
that's funny.
Sorry, that just made me laugh.
I opened a water bottle and she lost it.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. I knew this would happen.
I knew it.
You're good.
Anyway.
We'll leave it in there. It's funny.
But
you made it 3 minutes.
That's pretty good, though.
That is pretty good. That's pretty good.
But whenever we went to go see Endgame, I was super emotional because it was like the end of me and my dad going to see these Marvel movies. And it just made me sad. I was like, there's not going to be any more, like, things for us to go see in that regard, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they're making more Marvel movies.
Yeah.
But
it was like
the
Avengers was, like, our thing, you know?
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
That was kind of disheartening. Also, you know, the events that happened, I won't say it, because maybe some people haven't seen it, but.
It's been almost a year. No, it hasn't.
It has not been a year. It's been only a couple months.
God, you're right. It feels like it's been longer than that.
But.
Yikes.
Yeah.
They've seen it. It made, like, $1 billion.
It made a ton of money.
I promise anyone listening to this has seen it. What happened? What event do you want
to say it in Pig Latin. When Unite Arxte,
oh my God.
I dayed.
All right, I didn't expect Pig Latin to be brought into the show until much later into its life, but here we are, episode 2. What else do you want to talk about to share with me and the listeners?
I'm sorry if this is not turning out the way you wanted it to.
No,
I know it's not
great.
Going as smoothly as Eric's is because my brain doesn't think like that.
No, this is perfect.
Well, another time, that's what I was going to tell you earlier. I went to go see Incubus in concert when I was 14.
Cool.
And my dad had a different job at the time, so we didn't have, like, really, like, we saved up a really long time to go be able to see this. And when we went, we were kind of, like, in the very back, almost. Like, you ever been to the Riverbend Music Center?
Yeah,
it's outside, yeah. So we were, like, just a couple rows behind, the ground seating.
Yeah.
And we watched the Deftones and the other people play, and they're really good. And then these people came up to us, and we're like, hey, we just came to see the Deftones. Do you want our tickets? And we were like, oh, yeah, where are they at? And they're like, we're just a couple rows away from the stage. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I literally went, holy shit. I was so excited. Oh, my gosh. So we went up there, and it was so loud. It was, like, my first concert,
yeah.
And it was just absolutely amazing. I got some awesome pictures. And it was just so cool of those people to, like, give us their tickets. They just wanted to see the Deftones, and they spent all that money to go see them.
Yeah.
And they were the opening act.
Nah,
I just thought that was kind of crazy.
No, I'm kidding. I just hit my mic. So you said your dad went to that show with you?
Yeah.
So your dad, you and your dad have a really good relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good. That's good.
I have a relationship with my mom too. Like,
yeah,
we watch Jersey Shore like every night together, and we laugh at Pauly D because okay. he's so funny.
As you should.
Yes, of course. And we talk about food and stuff. Like, we got a relationship too, but it's not the same as my dad's.
Okay. So your dad leaves. Does he go to Afghanistan?
Yeah, like right. Iraq, Afghanistan, okay. Baghdad.
And this is when you're four, which would have been 2005. Okay. You and your mom. So I assume you two are really close, kind yeah. of, right? Okay.
And, like, we would sit and watch movies and stuff. I mean, and just do girl things, yeah. I guess. But we didn't really bond as much until my parents got divorced, actually. Because, you know, we had to do split the time. You know, 50% of the time at my dad's, 50 at the mom's. And we just do all kinds of stuff. Like, we'd watch movies still. We just do a lot of, like, we watch a lot of stuff together, actually. And we just make fun of people, usually.
I remember you told me before you either were born or grew up in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in North Carolina during this time? Or are you here in Ohio?
Well, see. I was born in South Carolina.
Oh, shoot.
Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Okay.
January 21st, 2001.
Nice.
And then we were there for a couple of years, and we were in Georgia. I don't remember that.
Okay.
And then we moved to North Carolina when I was 3, I think. And my dad went to basic training, and then we stayed there until I was 12 or 11, I think. Yeah, I was 11 when we moved up here.
Okay.
But we moved back here because my dad's from this area.
So you moved here when you were 11.
Yes.
To this particular region? Yes. I don't like to really name this region so people can't, like, hunt us down.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
They might. Yeah, we have a rabid fan base.
Yes, we do.
We don't. I mean, we know everybody. I think that listens.
Yeah. I went to Redacted Middle School.
Good job. Very proud.
And it was tough being the new kid in middle school. It's ruthless, actually.
Okay. So you've only been here for like 7 years.
Yeah. I haven't lived here like a
while.
Wow. Life.
Okay.
But I think I've adjusted pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, like you, I mean, not that like there's a way you could tell that someone, oh, you've only lived here for 7 years, but like, I feel like you are rooted in the community.
Yeah.
From what I know.
Cause
about
it's
you.
Like really what I remember too.
Yeah.
So,
do you remember anything about like your North Carolina days? Cause like I've only been to North Carolina a few times. Okay.
I remember vivid things from when, well, okay. I told you this one before, I choked on a jawbreaker.
Yes.
I run across the street and wash it down with a Coke. That was intense. I got bit by fire ants.
What?
I had to get my arms, like you know, I can't see it on here.
Yeah, you can't see it at home.
It's like an X-shaped scar.
Okay.
And
so it was fire ants?
Yeah, fire ants.
Holy crap.
The buttholes of the insect community.
Yeah, I would say that. I think we all would agree on that.
But they also, they said it was an abscess at the time, but I'm pretty sure I had MRSA. Because I was playing in dirt when I had a cut on my arm. And I had a huge hole in my arm when I was like 4. My dad was overseas, and it was just me and my mom. It wasn't fun.
Were you living on a military base?
Yeah, we lived on military housing.
Okay.
So it was all a bunch of other little military kids.
Gotcha. Do you still keep in touch with anybody from that time in your life? Or you're probably too young, right?
No.
You're like
well,
negative.
When I was like in 5th grade, I had 2 friends that I still kind of talk to, but I don't like talk to them regularly. But, like, I'm friends with them on social media and stuff.
Okay. But like, naturally, just it's just kind of falling apart. I mean, the distance and whatnot. Okay. So, the fire ants attacked you.
Yes.
When you're 4.
Yeah.
And I assume you went to the hospital.
Yeah, I had to stay overnight.
Oh, shoot.
And get my arms, I remember this was super weird, but the guy was, before I was getting wheeled into surgery because my arm had swollen up, like, 4
times. So, they did surgery.
Yeah, they had to cut into my arm and take out this hardened thing in my arm because it solidified overnight.
Dang. That's a lot
awful.
For a 4-year-old.
Yeah. And the guy was, I had a stuffed animal in my arm as this little dog. And this guy was like, you ready to be an astronaut? And I was like, oh, hell yeah. And he put a mask on me and I was out. That's all I remember. And I woke up the next day.
That's how they tricked you into it. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to space.
Yeah. And then the guy, I woke up and the lady, this nurse, she was awful. She came in there with a stethoscope. But I had been getting so many shots and stuff, I was, terrified, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought she was coming in to give me another shot, so I started crying. The lady's like, it's just a stethoscope. My mom went off on her.
Oh, my gosh.
She called my dad over in Iraq, and it was a wreck.
Oh, she called Iraq?
She called Iraq to complain about this nurse.
Wow. I mean, that's a sign that you really care, though.
I guess so,
you know,
yeah.
I'm going to call Iraq.
I'm calling the president of Iraq, I guess, and I don't know if that would...
That would have been probably Saddam at the time. I think
he had already been hanged by that point.
Okay, gotcha. I remember
seeing it on TV.
Yeah, it was a big event.
I was like 4, too, and they were showing it on TV, and I was like, oh, there's a man just hanging on the TV.
Yep, that's pretty much
what happened.
They
were throwing stuff at it. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was a weird time.
And then 2008, my brother was born.
Okay.
I love my brother.
Yeah, talk about your brother a little bit.
His name is Ryan. He's autistic, but he's like the funniest person I know.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to call me Toots. I don't know why, but he'd be like, hey, Toots, go get me some candy.
We're
like, what are you talking about, man? And he loves video games, especially Valve and like Half-Life and stuff like that. Okay. Gary's Mod, he's all about that. He has like 412 hours on Gary's Mod.
Dear God, that's impressive.
It's a lot for a 12 or 11 years old. I didn't say his number right.
That's all right.
Anyway.
Is he going to listen to this?
I don't know. Okay. I don't think he will.
Okay.
He's not a big podcast person.
Maybe this will change it.
I play him when I go to bed and he turns on his rain sounds. But we found out he was autistic when he was 4. We had moved up here already. We've made a lot of progress. Like when he was younger, he used to be afraid of going into the stores. So he had to wear sunglasses because he didn't want people looking at him and stuff like that. And starting school was really hard for him. But he's made a lot of progress.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
That's good. You two are close?
Yeah, we're really close. We have the shared room, so we're really close.
Okay.
But, yeah, I love him to death. Good. He's so funny.
Didn't he do the Special Olympics recently?
Yeah, he just did the Special Olympics.
And he crushed it.
He tried.
Okay.
He wasn't very good at volleyball.
Oh, well. Hey, he tried, though.
Yeah, he totally put a lot of effort into it.
That's what counts. So, you started middle school in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then you moved to Redacted Middle School.
Yeah.
Here in Redacted, Ohio. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. that was a close one. I almost said the name.
Little...
So how was that? Because middle school is already hard.
It was sixth grade. So I should just end it right there. It was sixth grade.
Sixth grade sucks.
It was terrible. But I was this nerdy little kid. I wore anime shirts to school. Which, you know what? I'll talk about that in a minute. But
okay.
I wore anime shirts to school. I wore a Legend of Zelda backpack.
Nice.
I mean, I was just a total nerd.
Okay.
And these kids would make fun of me. There was a very dangerous school, actually. I watched a kid get stabbed in the leg with
at Redacted Middle School?
Fork. No.
Oh,
North Carolina Middle School.
I was just
not
like,
at
Redacted,
but I do
God.
Have some stories about Redacted Middle School, too.
Okay. So, North Carolina, you almost got
but
stabbed.
But I didn't get stabbed.
Okay.
But this other kid did.
All right.
He got stabbed in the leg with a fork, and we were like, holy smokes, what's going on here? So that happened, and they lost me in the system. They said I had, like, 64 days absent in
oh
a row.
Gosh.
It's because they gave me the wrong schedule. So that's when my dad was like, I'm done. We're not going here anymore. So this is time period where I wasn't in school. So me and my dad, my parents were having some trouble at the time. So it was just me and my dad for a little while. We'd sit and watch Top Gear.
Okay.
And we'd eat Papa John's, B-Dubs, Applebee's. Pork chops with macaroni and cheese and applesauce. That was like our four
nice.
Main meals, and it was really good.
Good. You like mac and cheese a lot, don't
I
you?
I do love mac and cheese.
I think you have it for lunch probably 4 out of the 5 days.
No, not four, three.
Oh, my
out of the
bad.
5 days.
I gave you that extra day. Okay.
I try not to, but like.
What'd you have today for lunch?
Macaroni.
I knew it.
But I had other things. I had barbecue chips,
yeah.
a sugar cookie, and a Sprite.
A Sprite, yeah. Okay.
So it was pretty good.
So you. Or North Carolina, you've had enough. They lost you.
Yeah.
And then
my dad got out of the Army because he got injured. And then we moved up here. And that was really tough. Because it was like new school, new state, like whole new, like entire place, you know? New climate. I had terrible allergies during that time.
They're bad here.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of sick right now. But, And it was just really tough. You know, I came to middle school. I was still rocking my anime shirts, still rocking my Legend of Zelda backpack. I was kind of insufferable, actually. I was very disgusting in middle school. but that's where I made a lot of my good memories with the people I still know now and still kind of talk to. Like, my first dance. It was the Valentine's Day dance, and I held hands with this boy for 15 seconds, and his hands were super sweaty, and I got grossed out, and I went and threw up in the bathroom.
You threw up?
Because his hands were so sweaty.
You threw up?
Yeah.
That guy's self-esteem just, like, gone.
Well, we're still friends now,
okay,
so it's okay,
that's good.
I guess, but...
Okay, you made him throw up. You made yourself throw up after holding his hand.
Because it was just so sweaty. That's it was funny. Disgusting.
Okay.
But then, let's see. Middle school was pretty bad until about seventh grade when I joined band.
Okay.
And for like 6 years, band was my life. It was my favorite thing I ever did. Ever. It was so fun.
Really?
I played trumpet. I had to learn in 3 days because school started.
3 days you learned how to play the trumpet. 3 days.
And I got first chair after trying.
After 3 days?
Yeah, first chair after. And I was first chair overall. Did you play classes?
Did you play any instruments before that?
No.
You just picked up the trumpet like, you know what, I'm a pro.
My sister taught me how to hold it and how to make sound, and I learned the rest by myself.
Dang, that's impressive.
Thanks. I would think that my only talent is music, okay. Honestly.
I mean, that's a good talent.
But, so I learned that, and I became really close with my instructor, Mr. Smith. Give him a shout out.
Mr. Smith, what's up?
And then I joined a marching band in eighth grade, okay. And that's where I spiraled. It was my favorite thing I ever did. I had so much fun. Band camp was awful. Everyone stunk really bad.
I'd imagine so.
The food was delicious.
Really?
They gave us dino nuggets.
Dino nuggets.
Heck yeah.
Wow. Okay. I think my 5-year-old son eats those.
Did your 5-year-old son eat macaroni?
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. Cut that out. But, and I made a really good friend. Her name was Allie.
Okay.
And my other friend, like Donnie and everybody, like, it was just so fun just being a trumpet player because, you know, they have the mindset of trumpet players are egotistical, and it just worked perfectly.
That's really a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because trumpets are like the main part of the band that you hear, and they always think the trumpets are like jerks and stuff.
I didn't it's know always that trumpets was a thing.
Yeah, well,
God, those trumpet players are the worst.
That's literally what people, they'd be like, they would silence us sometimes. They'd put us on word limits. Our band director was like, hey, trumpets, can you guys please, for the love of God, take it down? And we're like, okay, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
But let's see. Her name was Allie, and she played trumpet with me, and she was just ridiculous. I mean, she was like the same person as me, just a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
But she would always text me asking for advice. I'm like, why are you asking me for advice? You're in high school. I'm still in eighth grade. What do I know? You know? And she was just really funny. We would always like text each other and just talk about stupid stuff. And we both loved Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco, as 2014 people would do.
Yeah, of course.
And she was just really awesome, but she came down with the flu type A in November 28th and died.
Oh my gosh.
And it was awful. I mean, it was really terrible because it was like, I texted her and I was like, hey, I hope you're feeling better. And you know, and then a couple hours later, her sister texted me and was like, yeah, she's gone. Sorry.
Wow.
And it was just really, a really tough time. It's been almost 5 years now.
Yeah.
It'll be 5 years on Thursday, actually. And it was just really hard because I was still in middle school. You know, I was still trying to figure out how to be a person and stuff like that. And then my best friend died, you know. So that was really tough. My course, there are always those people that are like, oh, she was amazing. She's my best friend. And I was like, I was really struggling with it because I was like, you guys hated her. You didn't even like her, you know.
Those people always, I feel like, come out.
Definitely. Like, when someone dies, they're like, oh, they're so amazing.
They, like, live for tragedy.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And it was just really hard. And band was, like, never the same after that, you know. Yeah. Like, of course, my instructors were mortified and...
Oh, yeah.
The schools were tore up. I mean, there's a lot of people that died within, like, a 4-year span. But, like, she was, like, the first person to go. And that was just really tough for Redacted area.
Oh, yeah.
And Redacted high school and everything. Because everyone was, like, there at that time, you know? And it was just really hard because a lot of people, that they weren't on good terms with her before she passed, you know?
Really?
Like, a lot of people were starting drama with her, and she got herself into some stuff. And it was just really tough. And then there was this other girl that was in the band. Her name was Bethany. She had cystic fibrosis. She passed away just a couple months after. So that was really hard. And then in 2016, we had a student named Torrance, and he killed himself.
Oh, gosh.
And that was just really terrible because he posted his suicide note on Instagram. And he was really close with a bunch of people, and that was just truly, like, just absolutely awful. So that was a really hard couple of years for people whenever... felt like everyone was dying, you know.
Yeah.
It felt like everyone that was awesome was just passing away, and it was just really tough for everybody, and especially like everyone that was close with those people. Like, I wasn't close with Torrance or Bethany. Bethany graduated like several years before I did, but Torrance was a year ahead of me. But I never got to, you know, actually talk to him. He complimented my Incubus shirt once.
Nice.
And that's like the only interaction we had. So that was really hard, just like going into middle school and high school and like having all these things happen.
Yeah.
It was kind of ruined my outlook on life for a little while, you know.
Did you get that positive outlook back?
Yeah, a little bit towards the end, whenever things were kind of getting better.
Okay.
It was just tough for a while.
Yeah. You want to go into detail? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I didn't know if you don't want to.
Well, like my parents got divorced right when I entered high school.
Oh, geez.
I was like, come on, really? People, you couldn't have picked a better time
for
that.
Let's time this a little bit better, mom and dad, okay?
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't really like absolutely like, oh, this is the worst, because I kind of felt like it was happening for a while.
Okay.
So that was like a thing that happened. It was really hard, mostly because of switching back and forth houses, like packing my stuff and going over. Like, it was kind of miserable for a while. So that was hard, but it got better with time. But I also made a lot of good friends in high school. Like, one of my best friends, Isaac, he's just ridiculous.
Okay.
He's so funny. And I miss him because he's at Moorhead right now.
Oh, why?
Band.
Why didn't he come to Redacted? University.
But I also met Isaac through band, so I'll tell you some of my achievements in band.
Yes, let's hear them.
This is all I've got in this world.
No.
Well, I went to All County, let's see, sophomore, junior, and senior year. I made it to, I got a 1 in solo and ensemble, which is like the highest you can get all 3 years.
Okay.
I got a 2 on a baritone solo I did.
That's right, like, you play the baritone as well as the trumpet.
Yeah. I went to All District Band, which is at the Redacted University main campus.
Nice.
In the, like, the concert hall. Okay. So that was really fun because I got to stay in Redacted for a while.
Okay. It's nice up there in Redacted.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Redacted's a really nice place this time of year.
We went to spring. Yeah. We went in springtime, so it was really nice. The only thing I found out is it's very expensive up there. But I had a lot of good times up there. I met a lot of good people. Played some fresh music on that trumpet.
Some fresh tunes.
I didn't get as high as chair as I wanted up there because it was very hard because it was like 17 schools going against. So that was kind of tough. So an ensemble was mainly like an egotistical thing where you go in, you play music, and you get judged.
Okay.
And then they tell you what you did wrong.
Jeez.
And it was very crushing for my ego in
high
school.
American Idol for bands?
Yeah, basically. Okay. but it was a lot of fun. And what else? And we had a band competition we hosted. That was always fun because we'd stay from like 9 in the morning to like 12 o'clock at night.
That does not sound
fun. No,
it
was hilarious because I just loved everyone that I worked with that day.
Okay.
I did it again this last year. And I had to run for judges.
Oh.
Go up and down the bleachers like 20 times.
Why?
To give them like SD cards and stuff so they can record their comments on it.
Oh, okay.
And it was just really hard. I was very tired the next day. But it was a lot of fun. Like, it was always really worth it because the band gave me kind of, like, something to look forward to in high school. Because, like, if I didn't have band, I probably wouldn't have done anything.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of a loser.
No.
And I wasn't really looking forward to anything. Like, I tried art class because I used to draw.
Okay.
I hated it. I was miserable.
Okay. Do you still draw?
Not really.
Why not?
I just got away from it. I don't have time anymore.
Okay.
I like to doodle.
Okay.
But I used to be actually pretty good. I used to draw anime in my prime days.
Your prime days?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was actually really good at drawing anime. But for some reason, I went through this awful like mental breakdown, and I deleted all the pictures of everything I drew off my social media.
No.
I just hated how it looked.
Are they backed up anywhere, or are they gone?
They're gone forever.
Oh, that stinks. You have to call Mark Zuckerberg, see if he hasn't backed up somewhere.
No, I don't like Mark Zuckerberg.
Not many people do.
He looks like a very scary robot.
I'm not convinced that he's not an AI.
He kind of looks like the guy from the old Star Trek.
A little bit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I totally
can't think of his name.
I can't either.
But so that was pretty awful. I just hated art class, and like, I was like, oh god, like, what would I do with that band? You know, like, I sound like such a nerd.
No.
But like, it was like where I met all my friends, and like, I still talk to my old instructors like regularly. And I go and see them and stuff. And I still talk to people that I went to band with, you know. So it was really nice to have that to look forward to at the end of the day. Like, I could have the worst day ever. And then, like, 2 o'clock would hit and I'd go to band. I'd just be so happy. Because it was just my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
We'd have evening practices and I would sit just at the school for hours and wait for practice to start. And it would just be so much fun. Reminiscing on the old days.
The good old days.
The good old days of no cares. Yeah.
But you still play music in a band, right?
I still play baritone. I don't play trumpet that much anymore.
Okay.
I'm learning my trumpet to my stepsister because she's in band right now.
Oh, nice.
I haven't got to teach her anything, though.
How old is she?
She's 12. She's in sixth grade.
Sixth grade? Okay. So she's just starting.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's at the pinnacle point of your trumpet career where you sound like a dying animal.
So you said you taught yourself in 3 days. Did you sound like a dying animal like on day four, though? Or were you like a pro?
I don't really remember.
Okay.
I think I sounded as good as you can sound when you're in sixth grade.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wasn't terrible, so but I was not pleasing to the ears either. I could play notes and I could play hot cross buns like a pro.
Good. Yeah, that's all that matters.
Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns.
You're putting your hand up to your ear like you're singing, like a singer?
Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
No, I was actually really good towards high school. Freshman year, I still kind of sounded like a fart, but that's okay. But senior year, I did this one solo. It was beautiful. I was so proud of myself.
But what was it?
I don't remember the name. It was in Italian.
My gosh.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
It was like, I do remember one. There was Sarabanda Ungavada.
Those aren't even words. You just made
that up. Yes, they are. I don't know. I think it's serenading and something, but I played that on trumpet and baritone, and I did pretty good.
You saying Italian made me think of something. You speak a little bit of German.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ich spreche sehr Deutsch.
Okay.
Und du bist ein Mann. Und ich bin eine Frau.
Yeah, ich bin ein Mann.
Ich bin eine... Well, ich liebe Bier.
You like beer?
Okay. I'm kidding.
Okay.
Ich liebe Katze. Ich liebe Redacted University.
Okay.
Ich liebe Wasser.
I don't know what Liebe means.
I love.
Oh, okay.
Ich liebe Deutsch.
You love Dutch.
No. German. Come on, really? No, I do love German. I took it all 4 years of high school.
Wow.
And I was German president. German honorary president. Like the German Honor Society of America president for my school.
So when I'm goofing off and I'm saying, ich bin ein Mann, du bist ein Frau, and you're just like, ha ha ha, du bist ein Mann or whatever. You actually like a German pro.
Not like a German pro,
you were the
but
president
like,
of the German
adept.
Fan club.
I was president of the German club, which did all the fun stuff. And the German Honor Society, we were like lit candles and we're like, Ich heiße meine, like we were speaking like serious German
Dear
at the presentation.
God.
Like the lights were dimmed.
Oh, so it was very formal.
Yeah. But it was a good time. I was also, what was it? Oh, shoot. I don't even remember the name. Public something, like public service or something for the National Honor Society.
Oh, wow. So you were like a good student.
Well, towards the end of my school year, yeah. Okay. Like when I started as a freshman and stuff, I was not doing that great. But I took like the hard classes.
Yeah. She did air quotations.
Yes.
if you're not watching us here in this room.
But, you know, I didn't really like buckle down on my education until I realized I'm like, I have to go to college. I have to have a career. I need to get my head out of my butt and like realize what I'm doing. So like junior year, I was taking algebra, chemistry, weighted English, stuff like that. And then senior, I took AP English, which was fun. I loved it. It was like my favorite class ever. I took chemistry and physics, pre-cal. Oh, it was awful. I dropped pre-cal.
Sounds horrible.
It was terrible. I was very miserable. But yeah, I realized it was like, I need to kind of get my life together and figure out like what I'm doing. And besides, when you took all the weighted classes, your GPA was better. It looked better when you applied for college.
True.
I took the ACT. That was awful.
Yeah. It's not good.
It was terrible.
I believe you and I are both writing papers.
About why the ACT sucks.
Mine's more about standardized testing in general, but yeah. Premise. Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you decide you wanted to be a teacher?
So when I was a junior, I wanted to be an analytical chemist.
I'm sorry, what?
An analytical chemist, like where you could look at something and be like, decide what it's made of and stuff like that.
I have a question.
Yes?
17-year-old you. How do you land on analytical chemistry?
I just love chemistry. I still like it. Like, I wasn't that great at it my senior year because it was really hard, but I still finished out the B, I think.
Nice.
I really liked chemistry, but it was after the prom at the special needs school that I went to where I danced with all these kids that have different disabilities, and it was like, it was from 5 to 9, and we danced. Literally from 5 to 9.
Nice.
There were some kids that didn't want to eat their dinner that they served because they wanted to just straight up dance.
Oh, nice.
And it was so much fun. Like, we did even like the little grand march thing that you do and got our picture taken.
Yeah.
It was themed like a card game. So they had like, you know, Joker and the King and Queen and Ace of Spades and stuff like that. And it was really cute. And the kids were just so much fun. Like, They were just amazing. They had so much fun. There was a kid there, and we'd listen to a song, and he'd sing it in a high voice, and he'd, like, say it in a goofy voice mm-hmm. after every song, and it was just so funny. And it was a really, like, fantastic time, and I think that's when I was like, I really love this, and I want to do this for a living. Like, I want to make these people happy, you know? So that's when I was like, all right, Chief, I'm doing special education. No one's going to stop me. And I was very excited about it. And I still am.
Nice.
But right now I'm focusing on English and science.
Okay. You're going to go back and get, like, certification later?
Yeah. That's okay. What I like to do.
How's, so you're a freshman.
Yes.
First semester.
Yes.
How's it going? That was a deep sigh. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually going pretty well.
Good.
I'm having a little bit of trouble with my intermediate algebra.
Oh, why aren't we all?
Because I can't use a calculator. So I'm trying to do all these big things in my brain, and it's not working out. But I'm not failing. That's what matters.
That's good.
C's get degrees.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Please tell me it's true.
it's true, but I think you want to shoot a little higher.
Oh, I'm going to probably finish out the B, I hope, because I can't have anything below a C minus.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Or a C, I think, for my major.
Okay.
So that's kind of...
That's right. I think there's a GPA requirement for
certain majors. It's very stressful. But I think I can make it. And let's see what else happened in high school. I'm trying to go through the years. Okay. 2017/2018. It was literally New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I met my loving boyfriend of 2 years, Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
We're still together.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm ready. I love him.
What does he do?
He is going to school for auto mechanics, and he wants to specialize in diesel mechanics.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
That is cool. There's a need for that. Yeah,
definitely. So that's what he wants to do. Yeah, we are quite dynamic.
Okay, explain that.
It's just like he's really calm and relaxed and cool, and I'm like just all over the place, like crazy.
Oh my God, you'll have to bring him here sometime.
I think I will. He's very tall too.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's like
Jacob Bentley tall?
No, not as tall as Jacob Bentley. No, definitely not. But he's like 6'3", I think.
Oh dang.
And like I'm only Greg 5 foot. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're 5 foot?
Yeah.
Oh, that's comical. Okay.
Comical? Are you kidding? No. Wow. No,
I'm sorry. That came out wrong.
It's okay. I'm kidding. I hear it literally all the time.
I mean, that's just a huge height discrepancy.
You told me earlier I was the shortest person that worked here.
I think you are.
Probably.
Yeah, you are.
I think Noelle might be a little bit shorter than me, though.
But
we don't work in the same place.
I don't think she is. I don't think she is.
Interesting.
I think it's you, kid.
Oh, kid? Yep. Come on. Anyway, so... There's that. Let's see what else happened. I graduated.
That's a big deal.
Finally.
Yeah.
God, when I graduated, I was like, God, I thought this day was never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Were you sad when you graduated?
No.
Not even a little bit?
I was sad because I was not going to be in band anymore. That's the only thing I cried about.
Dang, really?
Yeah, because high school was so tough.
Dang. All right.
Well, like, I was dealing with, like, I'm sorry, I keep messing with my glasses.
You're fine. You're fine.
I'm dealing with, like, depression and anxiety, especially towards the end of my junior year. It was super hard. You know, and like having to be on medicine and stuff and like going to therapy every couple weeks. And it was just really hard to go through all that. I'm doing okay now.
That's good.
I mean, I'm pretty cool now.
Yeah.
I think I'm as cool as a cucumber.
I'd say so.
Maybe as an ice cube.
As an ice cube? Probably. I wouldn't go that far. Yeah. Cucumber, yeah.
But so when I graduated high school, I was like, thank God. I mean, it was finally like, yes, this is it. Graduated with a 3.8.
Oh, nice.
Heck yeah. That was my only achievement I ever, like stand with. Like, when I applied for college and stuff, I made a point. Like, when I put on my resume, like, I graduated high school with a 3.8, everybody. Listen to me. Like, I made a point of it because I was so happy about it.
Nice. That's good.
I did not pass pre-cal.
Oh,
I had a
okay.
D in pre-cal.
Oh, shoot.
And
so managed
I
to keep that
thought
3.8.
I was going to get killed.
Yeah.
Because my dad was very mad about it. That's okay.
But your GPA was great. Yeah. Okay.
I got some good financial aid money.
Get that cash money.
Thank you, Redacted University. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. She just hit the mic, everybody. If that if it made a sound, I'm not
sorry,
sure.
Sorry, I hurt.
That's all right. Oh gosh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
So maybe I'll talk about some themes.
Oh.
That stayed pretty true to my life.
Sure.
I love video games.
Yeah.
I have a deep rooted love for the first video game I ever played.
She just like ran into the microphone.
I keep doing it. I'm sorry.
It's funny. It's fine.
Now I'm gonna break out. It's gonna get my acne's gonna get bad because I touched the microphone.
Oh my gosh. Eric touched this microphone last week.
Oh God.
I think he had that one.
Anyway, just kidding. Eric's cool.
Yeah.
The first game I played was Legend of Zelda.
Nice.
Ocarina of Time.
Oh, that's in my top five.
It was good. Yeah. And that I played it all the way through. Had a good time. Got a good doozy out of it.
Yeah.
Then I played Skyrim for the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And my Xbox would be going absolute bonkers. Because they'd be like, wee! They try to play because the fan would just be going ham. Like, it'd be going crazy. So, but I played that all the way through. I literally did everything you could do on
that. You beat Skyrim.
I did. I beat the main quest.
I've never beat
Skyrim. I
remember
I cried.
Wow. You cried?
Because you went to Salvengard. It was so beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Getting emotional talking about
it. Oh, you are.
It's gorgeous.
Like, she is. She's crying right now,
I'm not crying. But I did all the Dark Brotherhood quests, the Thieves Guild, the werewolf stuff for the like the DLCs and stuff later on. I did all that. It was fun.
You play ESO?
No.
Why not?
It's not good.
Oh, what? Greg, Connor, and I played. So Seth's played it with us.
Really? Yeah, I do not. Because I got it from my Xbox and I couldn't get it to load and I just did not like it.
So you say it's
ever.
Not good because you can't play it.
I got to play like 14 minutes of it total because it was so bad. It was so laggy. I did not like it.
Well, you should give it another shot. It's really good.
Maybe. I don't have a PC.
It's on Xbox.
But I don't. My Xbox is old, outdated. I got them the Tri-State Pickers.
Oh my god!
Come on, people. I'm sorry that I'm not
you were a
rich.
Doctor.
Anyway. Then I played, actually, I watched a lot of anime.
Okay.
I mean, copious, I mean, almost disgusting amounts of anime.
Any amount of anime is disgusting, but go on.
Wow, really, people? Anyway. No, my first anime I watched was Dragon Ball Z, because it would come on Toonami, and I would sit there and watch it on my little tube TV that I had. It was pretty good. I mean, when I was, like, 8, I was like, oh my god, this is the best show ever. And then I watched Naruto. And I'd be out in my backyard, like, doing the little hand things.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'd be like, I'm the next Hokage, and stuff like that. But now I just hate Naruto. Sorry.
You hate it.
I do not like Naruto at all.
Okay.
Then I watched Oren High School Host Club. Everyone out there.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oren High School Host Club.
Host Club?
Host.
Oh, my God.
Host Club. I mean, yeah, it kind of is the Host Club, actually.
Okay. Really
I mean, it's
confused.
Pretty interchangeable.
Okay.
No, it's so funny. You need to watch it. And it almost made me shed a tear. I watched Inuyasha. I liked Inuyasha.
I have no idea what that is.
You don't know?
No.
Come on, it's a classic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
To people who don't watch anime? I bought a Naruto video game one time because Seth and Connor talked me into it.
Did you like it?
It's just Japanese Spider-Man. That's all it is.
He is Japanese Spider-Man.
He is Japanese Spider-Man.
That's funny.
He has like little webs that he shoots and swings and he can jump really high and kick and he's Japanese Spider-Man.
Funny.
Okay.
I've never played any games like that. I got Greg to play Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yeah, you were always telling me about that a few weeks ago.
It is a doozy and a half.
I may have to try it. It's like there's a twist.
Yes, okay. It is.
I think I was hit with a twist.
You see it and you're like, oh dear. I mean, it's pretty intense, but it's a good game. Yeah.
What's your favorite game of all time?
Oh gosh. You asked me this the other day.
And it was
Majora's Mask.
Yes.
3D.
I remember that now. What's your favorite movie of all time? I'm going to pull a Greg.
Oh, dear.
Since Greg bailed
Greg
on the show.
Greg always asks. First thing me and Greg talked about, he was like, what's your favorite movie? And
yep.
I was like, and he was like asking me for my top fives of everything. And one day I was like, all right. And I gave him a top five, like everything I could think
remember,
of.
You wrote it down, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I put it on my notes and everything.
Yeah.
Hot Rod.
Oh, I think
I
telling
love
me that.
Hot Rod.
That's
it
a
is
good
just
movie.
So funny. And, like, it's just such a lighthearted movie to where you, like, don't feel so pressured
gotcha.
By, like, everything, you know? I also love The Last Unicorn.
Okay.
Come at Me. It's so good.
Okay.
The music is done by America, the band,
yeah.
and it is just gorgeous.
Nice. I haven't
seen that
one.
You want me to sing you a piece?
That's okay.
When the
nope.
last...
Oh, no.
I also really liked that one you told me to watch, Swiss Army Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's not in my top, like, you know, but it's it's really, Justin looks dejected right now. No, but it's actually really good. I actually really enjoyed it. Of course, you know, in series, Star Wars is a given, of course.
Top one.
Top one?
I mean, not for me. It's in my top five, for sure.
I love Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
It's a good movie.
It's a good one.
What did I watch recently? Jersey Shore.
Oh, God.
Come on. It's so funny. Here, I'll quote Pauly D.
Okay.
I'm mad because you're mad at me because I got mad. Now I'm mad. Pissed.
Oh, that was Riveting.
It's my favorite quote. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Jeez. Let's see. I also love a lot of TV shows. Mm-hmm. Community's good.
I love
Scrubs.
Yeah, Scrubs.
Oh my gosh, Scrubs. And this best soundtrack. Oh.
Yes. Scrubs, it's pretty much any music I listen to today, I have somehow evolved from Scrubs.
The Scrubs soundtrack, I listen to it like regularly.
Because like I'll listen to music from Scrubs and then I'll find new artists based on those artists. And it's remarkable. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. She just tooted.
I did not.
I know, she didn't.
Don't listen to this crazy man. And plays. You know, we never talk about plays that often.
That one show's coming to Redacted.
Oh.
Redacted. The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Night.
Oh, but that's not. Oh, that's because
actually, right. I think it was last week. I think it's
over. Yeah, it's already over.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go see that anyway because I like the book better.
Yeah, I agree.
I wouldn't want to see someone portray an autistic kid, honestly.
Yeah, it could be insensitive, I'm sure.
I love the Book of Mormon. I know that might be a little insensitive, but it's just so funny.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
I want to see that when it comes to Redacted.
Me too. Yeah. I want to go see it so bad. I like Les Mis.
Okay.
Closer Than Ever is a bop and a half.
You don't like Hamilton, do you?
Not really. I'm not the biggest fan of Hamilton, I have to say. Whoa. Just because I went to Washington, D.C. twice.
Shannon hates America. You
I do not
first.
Hate America. I love America. Land of the free, mostly. I really just did not enjoy it. I don't like the music. I think it's what it is, the music. I don't like how it sounds. Like, I don't like how it's, like, slow and talking and stuff. I'm just not a fan.
Wow. You heard it here.
Sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. I just don't like Hamilton that much.
Hates our founding fathers.
I went to D.C. and I saw the things in person. I saw the Bill of Rights in person. And, like, just to hear a play, like, talk about gay Bill of Rights, it's crazy to me.
Wait, what? What'd you say?
I've never listened to Hamilton, so I just assume it's about gay people.
No, it's not.
Nothing wrong with that. I love gay people.
It's definitely not about gay people.
I could have swore that there was a gay man in that. Maybe it's just the internet shipping people.
Maybe it is. No, it's about the war.
Aaron Burr and everybody like that.
Yeah, and then it's about Hamilton, who was our first Treasury Secretary. I didn't expect
that.
Who cares about
the Treasury Secretary?
Well, if you listen or watch the play, you'd find out.
Anyway,
he gets killed. He's assassinated.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought he was in a draw battle, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with Aaron Burr, the vice president. He gets killed by the vice president.
But then, okay.
It's crazy stuff. Could you imagine if, like, Mike Pence went out and shot Steve Mnuchin right now? It'd be crazy.
I can't say that. I'm afraid the government will come after me.
I mean,
people, Mike Pence does not wash his hands.
He doesn't.
And neither does Matt Bevin.
Matt Bevin, yeah.
We don't talk about Matt Bevin in this office.
Yeah, he's doo-doo.
Anyway, what else is there? I love Closer Than Ever. That's a good one. It's a funny one too. Footloose.
Okay.
We did Footloose at my school.
Catchy little.
And it was
show.
A doozy. Yeah. I remember I sat inside of a locker during a scene, like during the thing, and they had a dead son in the thing, and they used a picture of my friend. Like, that was on the stage crew as his picture.
Oh,
and he was
my
sitting
gosh.
There, like, and we were sitting back there, and he was sitting outside, like, sitting in, behind the curtain. He was pressing against the curtain. He's like, Mom, it's me. I'm alive. Please let me in. And stuff like that during the play. And we got in so much trouble. Jeez. There was a whip involved. It was nuts. It was bananas.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Do you have any other things you want to share with the show? With
you just
the people?
Want it to be over at
no,
this point?
Absolutely not.
No. I'm pretty good.
You're good.
I'm doing pretty fine, actually.
Glad to hear it. Thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having
sharing
me.
Sharing your
I'm
stories.
Sorry that I'm terribly manic right now.
No, you were great. So that was Shannon for Z. Say bye to everybody. Oh, in German. All right, so be sure to like, subscribe, share, review, and follow us on social media at A Story to Tell. Website, storytotellpod.com. If you have a story you want to share, email me at show@storytotellpod.com. Yes, I almost forgot my own email address. Thank you for listening.